And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is actually on the line from Mazatlan. We're going to talk to him in just a second here. And Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence, 22nd Street Landing.
Good morning.
Pedro Bait Company. We're having a great time talking
fishing
here, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Really good fishing. And if you want to join us, no line's open right now, but keep trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. These guys are popular. They want to talk to you. So just keep on trying. You should be able to get through. And we're giving away a couple of great prizes. 2 3-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. That's your 3-quarter-day open party.
7 o'clock.
Freelance, right?
Yes, freelance.
He's at 7 a.m. A lot of times they go to Catalina, right?
He goes to Catalina a lot.
Yeah.
Unless it's really biting or they have a couple people on the boat, they might fish local. But other than that, he's going to Catalina.
Yeah. So one lucky caller is going to win a pair of tickets to go fishing aboard the Native Sun out of 22nd Street. And another lucky caller is going to win an overnight trip aboard the Freedom, the newly renovated Freedom that's going to be back online here real soon.
Yeah, they did a lot of work to the boat this year. They'll be running, I think, by the end of next week.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow. All right. Hey, let's go to Mazatlan. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. What's up, Ricky?
Well, not too much, boys. First off, sign me up for that Native Sun trip.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're on there.
Fun stuff.
Hey, no, we're having a great time, and we're just getting ready to kind of pack things up. Dallas and I are packing the room. I'm getting ready to head up. But I thought that I had to call yesterday. You know, we had such a good time, great live broadcast, so fun talking to everybody, Geronimo, and with everybody about the day. And we talked so much about the scenario of Mazatlan, and I felt that, like, I had to call just to tell. So talk about how close the fishing was and how easy and how fun everything was. And we totally participated in the day, and I just thought it'd be fun to give the quickest rundown of how our day went yesterday, because it was like a proof in the pudding kind of thing. You know, I just wanted people to know that it wasn't just all talk from our day here at Mazatlan.
So tell us about it.
Give us a quick rundown.
Yeah, so we do the radio show, which, you know, down here it's an hour later. So keeping in mind the show in our time in Mazatlan doesn't end until 10 o'clock instead of 9 like it does at home. So 10 o'clock, run back up to the room, grab our stuff. We hop on a boat with Geronimo. We shoot out the harbor. In 45 minutes, we get our jigs in the water. We're trolling for marlin. Dallas had never caught a marlin before, and there'd been a little marlin bite going, so we were hoping to do that. Probably troll for 20 minutes. We have a fish come up in the jig that doesn't bite. He goes away. 20 minutes later, we have another one comes up, eats a mullet the guys put out. Dallas does an awesome job. Fights a really big one. They estimated around 180 pounds. It's a really big striper. Get that done. We troll for another 20 minutes, decide to head back in. We're back. You know, after doing the radio show at 10 o'clock, offshore, catch a marlin, come back, do the full Mexico round. We have a massage. We go get tacos. We have the killer dinner. It's just, it was so easy and so fast and such a rad trip. And I just had to tell the story. Like, it really was as good and as easy as everybody talked about yesterday.
What's the water temperature down there?
Yeah, what is it? Water temp.
You know, I don't really know what the water temp is down here, to be honest with you. It's warm. You know, I mean, I'm guessing it's probably in the low 80s to high 70s, somewhere in that area there. I don't have an exact answer for it. You know, we were on a beautiful cruiser, but you know how that style of boat goes. We're kind of in the cockpit hanging out and enjoying the sun and catching the fish while the boys are up top putting all the work in.
Nice. That sounds like a fun day. And I talked about it earlier in the show. Congratulations to Dallas on her first marlin there. And Mazatlan is the marlin capital down there. That place is amazing. And Geronimo and the El Cid, the whole thing. It's just, did you go to Old Town and have dinner last night?
We did, Pete, and it was as good as
isn't
you
that
described.
Cool?
The food is awesome, and that town is so cool. Like, that Malecon is alive, and, you know, everybody always talks about safety in Mexico and those kinds of things. I mean, every family was out with little kids running around. It's crazy down here, just that, you know, that Latin style is different. It was 11 o'clock at night, and there's 4-year-olds running up and down the Malecon, and families back and forth. It's just, it's a cool scene, a cool vibe. Yeah, dinner was phenomenal in Old Town. There's a lot of history in this town. It's just, it's awesome. I felt compelled to call and just tell you how good it really was. It definitely wasn't BS for the show. This place is the real deal.
Fantastic, Rick. Well, safe travel back, and you'll be back in San Diego today. Just a quick trip down. Rodcast, catch a marlin. Go have a good time. And down in Mazatlan, and we'll look forward to having you back. You'll be back at work tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I'll be there. Sounds good, boys. You're doing a great job on the show. Sounds awesome. We've been listening down here, and enjoy the great show. Tell Mark Paul said hello, and I'll talk to you guys later on.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rick. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. Guys have been waiting to talk to you, so let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Long Beach. Chuck, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
You kind of answered one of my questions, which was, what can we expect on the three-quarter day boat as far as where you go and where you might fish? The other question I had is, I've seen the Indy docked up there in San Pedro a few times. Is there any plans of running it in the off-season, like for 2 days to Clemente or maybe Santa Barbara Island or anything like that?
Well, we always like to try to do something like that. Every year varies. This year we didn't do it because we had a situation where we were going to haul out of the water, and it started to rain a lot. And the boatyard sort of kept delaying. Before you know it, we never got out of the water during that time we wanted to. We didn't have any trip set up during that time because of the haul-out schedule, which never happened. But now we're hauling out on May 8th, 2 days after we get back off this trip. We have 20 days to get everything done.
Whoa, that's rushing it.
Yeah, so we're going to put our nose to the grindstone starting on 3 days after the boat hits the dock on this trip. And go from there. But, no, we love to run those two-day trips. We've done it in the past, as you probably know, and it would run out 22nd Street, two-day trips to Clemente or, you know, Cortez, Tanner, wherever the fish are. But this year, no. But we always like to keep that in the back mind if we got the time to do it.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Matt in La Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, morning. You guys kind of answered the question about how to fish the squid.
The Native Sun is a 75-foot.
Wow, a big boat.
You know, 75 by 25 feet wide. It was built in 1983 alongside the first string in Marina del Rey. It was first called the Happy Man, a man by the name of Frenchie. And a lot of you guys probably remember him. He passed away years ago, but he was one of the big highliners in the Marina del Rey area. And he built the Happy Man for sport fishing up from Del Rey. And then later on, they renamed the boat the Native Son. But it's a very large, very spacious boat, very large galley, large upper deck, 4 feet alongside, 4 to 5 feet alongside between the house and the rails, very large stern. We put a new bait tank on it last year. It's a big, beautiful boat.
Yeah.
I've owned the Monte Carlo for 18 years, and this boat is just as big as the Monte Carlo.
Really? Yeah. And it runs the three-quarter day freelance trip every day?
It runs a 7 o'clock run. The Pursuit runs at 6 a.m., Catalina. The Native Sun runs 7 o'clock, Catalina or local.
Okay.
And then we have the Monte Carlo, which runs on the weekend 6:30 and 12:30. And I believe May 1st, the Monte Carlo is going to start running 7 days a week.
Okay.
Two trips a day. Monte Carlo also runs Twilights Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Wow. And so that's
year-round.
That starts tomorrow.
Yeah, the double half day. But Monte Carlo's been running Twilights every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday year-round.
Nice.
You know, it does really well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head up to the Eastern Sierra, our Eastern Sierra reporter for the opening day of Eastern Sierra trout season is none other than Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Mark and Paul and Pete. How you doing?
Good morning, Bart. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's really nice to be driving back here along 395 and listening to you guys. This is really a treat.
That would be nice. Driving 395 is beautiful right now. Wow. Oh, my Lord.
It is. There's so much snow up here, and everything's so green, and there's flowers all along the road. It's really special.
God, I can only imagine.
How was the fishing?
Well, I think the talk of weather and stuff kind of slowed some of the areas. Now, Crowley was really good. Friday, the wind blew up here like crazy, and everybody was worried. But Saturday morning, it laid down. There was lots of fish caught on Crowley. The biggest trout was 5 pounds, 4 ounces, and that was a kid. You know, we give away the Fred Hall Trophy to the largest fish for an adult, and we give away a prize to a kid for the largest fish. Well, the kid's fish was larger than the adult fish. The adult was 5'2", and the kid was 5'4".
So he swept
it. Yeah, he did. There were a lot of limits were caught. And then same up in Convict. You know, a lot of limits, no real big fish up there, but they're around. The June loop, I think, I heard about fish being caught in Silver Lake and in June, but I think the participation was down there because people weren't sure about the weather conditions.
Well, it was June. Oh, was it ice-free?
Yeah, part of it is. You know,
part of it,
it was,
yeah,
ice-free, and people were fishing down there. Yeah. Lower Twin is half ice-free. So the weather up here today is going to be 70 degrees, and they're going to have the warm week just like we're having.
Wow.
Down south. So I think it's going to be great. But the thing is, you know, you can't be fishing the streams because the water flow is really, really high.
I'll bet.
As a matter of fact, they lower the level of the crowley because they expect a lot of water to be coming in right now with this warm weather in this snow belting. You know, up on the top of Mammoth on Dave's Run, it's 6 stories high. The snowpack.
No,
so
it's unreal.
It's interesting. But anyway, it was a really great time. Dress dinner Friday night in Bishop. Beth McDonald was there, and a lot of writers from around the state, and had a wonderful time. And everybody is happy to be fishing trout in the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah, its season is open all the way into November now. So get up there and go fishing in the Eastern Sierra. Bart, great job. Thanks for being our Eastern Sierra opening weekend reporter, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Good, and thanks for keeping me entertained on my drive. I'm loving it.
All right, you bet. We'll keep it rolling here.
Take care, Bart.
All right. Hey, you want to get through? It's been a busy morning. Here's your chance to get through. 858-457-1090. Open right now. There is your chance. Let's go to Colorado. Talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I wanted to congratulate Paul and Mark on their efforts on operating such a wonderful industry in the Independence and at 22nd Street Landing. My family and I, there's 10 of us, we book a trip every year and go out on the Independence the first part of June. Mark runs that boat. They take such good care of our fish and such good care of all the passengers. We have a great time. And I wanted to remind all the listeners that this is the beginning of the season. Things are really going to pop, I think, real soon. And 22nd Street just offers all types of trips, hassle-free parking, and they run just such a great operation out of there as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate
that.
It's
a real class operation in L.A. for sure, no doubt about it. It really
is. Oh, it sure is. And the Independence, it's one of the finest boats in the fleet, if not the finest. Pete, have you taken a trip on the Independence?
I have, and I love that boat, man.
It's just wonderful.
But every time I go to book a trip, I can't get a spot
because you
took it, Gary.
It's really easy.
How?
We just sign up a year in advance.
There you go.
That's all you got
to
do.
Easy to do. You sign up a year in advance, and you have all year to.
Yeah,
to plan that out.
I'd love to go on another trip. I'm looking forward to it for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for calling us. Are you listening to us on the web or on the app?
Well, I'm listening to you on the app.
On the app. All right, the Mighty 1090 app.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Every week, and you do a wonderful job on your show. It sure is a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Now, if you want to stay in touch with Let's Talk Hookup, there's so many ways to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Letstalkhookup.com on the web has it all on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And have you signed up for our email blast yet? If not, we have a little incentive for you to sign up. On the front page of letstalkhookup.com, you can just click on the subscribe, and every new subscriber now is going to have a chance to win a Shimano Torium HG reel that we're going to draw for on May 14th. That's just a couple weeks away. And by the way, our new email blasts and newsletters, they're great. They give you current information on what's coming up on Let's Talk Hookup, as well as current fishing information and more. We don't sell our lists. It's only for our use only. So sign up for our email list on the front page of letstalkhookup.com today and win a Shimano Torium HG reel. You're going to have a great chance because it's just for new subscribers. And those of you that are already subscribers, we're going to have something special for you coming up, too. We're going to reward you, too, for being a subscriber in the future there. But this is for new subscribers on Let's Talk Hookup email blast. It's a really good resource for you, and you have a chance to win that beautiful Shimano reel. Let's go ahead and talk to Mr. Jim Salazar, who's battling the bays right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Mark and Paul and Pete?
Good morning. Doing great. So big success yesterday at Fastlane Kayaks, right?
Oh, man, what a party. That was great. That captain's meeting was really fun. We had over 40 anglers at Fastlane, and Debbie and Ron, as usual, they're such great hosts. They cooked up some hot dogs on the Traeger grill, and Debbie served her famous cookies. So
Oh, man. Everybody
had a good time. We had Afrin Abutin and Kevin Nakata talking, and those guys are such great speakers, and they draw such a good crowd. I mean, half the guys that were there weren't even in the tournament, although a bunch of them signed up, and we're up to 42 signups now, Pete. It's looking really good.
For the very first one, the Battle of the Bay next Saturday, right?
That's it, next Saturday. Online signups will be available till Wednesday at midnight. After that, you guys are going to have to sign up at the event. You might as well sign up before then, though, because you're still going to have to get on the iAngler app and still get that that app on there so you can do the catch photo release part of the tournament.
Fantastic.
And the tournament's this Saturday at 7 a.m., guys, so please sign up. Come on down if you want. I just got donated 50 pounds of swordfish from Primetime Seafood, so Yanni's going to be making some delicious fish tacos down there.
Man, that sounds like fun. And also another big event for CCA, Coastal Conservation of California, Saturday, May 20th. At the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club, it's the Los Angeles Chapter Barbecue. It's a great event, and they're going to have fantastic raffles, a lot going on. And I'll tell you what, Wayne made some huge strides with CCA this week at the Fish and Game Commission meeting. They're starting to listen to us, and we need your support out there to make these things work for us. So congratulations to Wayne and all the his efforts, and congratulations to the anglers out there, too, for signing up and keeping supporting the CCA.
Pete, not only are we making inroads with these guys at the DFW, but they actually had Wayne sitting at the table with the DFG when we did our artificial reef meeting. And at the Fish and Game Commission meeting, Craig Schumann, who's the head of the Marine Division, he actually made a comment supporting CCA and telling what a great job we're doing and giving us kudos for the artificial reef stuff. At the end of the week, we had a meeting with a desal group, and they're going to be having some mitigation money to spend. So we're considering looking at the desal guys and maybe getting to spend some of their money on some mitigation.
Fantastic. Jim,
beautiful.
Keep up the effort. Good luck with the Battle of the Bays, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate the call.
Thank you,
this
Pete.
Morning.
Thanks for all your support. Really appreciate it.
You bet. All right, let's find out what's biting out there. The FishDope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing, that's San Diego's finest, no bar none. That's why they're known as the fish pros, and once you try them, you're going to be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish for your specs, and they have the best in smoked fish, the best jerk, and, of course, that famous exclusive tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. And let's talk to the one and only Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Mark and Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, I just want to thank Mark and Paul first and foremost because I haven't seen them for a few years. But the bait situation in Newport and the bait situation in San Pedro. Guys, I'm on a different boat every single day, and I'm in a different harbor every single day. And I'll tell you what, you can call Mike or you can call Bryce, and those guys answer the phone, and they tell you exactly what's going on, and they tell you exactly where the bait's at, when it's coming in, and all that stuff. That is just phenomenal for a private boater, guys.
Well, we try. And being in the sport fishing world all of our lives, we understand how important the bait is, and all of a sudden we're on the other end. We're on the catching part of it, and we know how important it is for the guy on the catching, you know, the other end.
I can't even tell you, Paul, how many times we've come out of Newport and drove all the way up to see Mike, or I've come out of Dana Point and drove all the way up to see Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes all the difference in the world for us as a private boater. The bait. Now, Dana Point has phenomenal bait, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
We just don't have that stuff that squirts ink and water all over you.
So. You're trying to say it's nice to have squid. Yeah, it's nice to get squid in the barges. When it's around, we try to get it, no question.
Yeah, it's important. I don't know if you guys have talked about it on the show or not, but it is super important. And these guys right that are sitting in your studio right now are doing a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
So thank you guys very much. My dad says good morning also.
Oh, good morning. Don, I love him. Okay.
These are the best. Yep. We're lucky to still have them. But, hey, guys, let's talk about the fishing real quick because I ran out of time here. Look, at the wind stopped blowing a little bit yesterday afternoon. That bluefin, bam, pops right back up again. We're still talking about 100-pound bluefin, and it's going into the first day of May tomorrow. Along the coast, lots of big sea bass. If you're lucky enough to get a little bit of that squid from Paul or Mark and you get to take it to anywhere that you've caught a giant sea bass, and if you can just set and watch the boat rot and wait all night and all day, for 4 or 5 days, you're going to get one.
Yep.
Run over to Catalina. Fishing's really good in between the wind. There's plenty of fish to catch there. Sea bass, yellowtail, lots of rockfish. Shankleman Island, same thing. That bigger yellow's on the backside of the island. We got a nice week of hardly any wind this week, so watch the fish counts. And all I can tell you, like I say every week, you got to go fishing.
Bottom line, yeah. You got to go fishing. You got to stay attention to fishdope.com because not only they have all the bait information from the sources like that, Danny talks to Mike and the guys at San Pedro and all the bait receivers up and down. He keeps on top of what's going on fishing-wise. Bait is important. Fishing is important. Fishdope.com is important. You got to have it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And how do we go fishing with Captain Dave Hansen?
Well, we got the Hatteras back, Pete. The Hatteras is back. It cruises now at 20 knots, top end at 31 knots.
Nice.
It's incredible. So I don't know if you're going to find a six-pack charter boat that does 30 knots and carries 20 scoops of bait. So
hey,
if
Dave,
that's what you're into, that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, Dave, after the show's over, I'm going to call your dad to get your number because I need to talk to you about something when it comes to bait. So that's
okay.
All.
Okay. Well, my number's on every bathroom wall in California.
Okay,
yeah.
I can
even give it to you, right?
Okay, yeah. You got it. Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Hey, what is your number? Because people can call you and get a hold of you, right?
Right, 949-374-0786. And you can also look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Pete, Kelly and I are up here at Palos Verdes right now fishing Calico Bass. I'm doing a little delivery, and the guy doesn't know, but we're actually fishing a little bit here in the Calicos. They're kind of biting.
Cool.
Palos Verdes. We're at Palos Verdes.
Like by Trump's golf course.
Oh, yeah. Right in front of where. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now you know the area very well.
All right. Go get them, Dave. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Right.
Appreciate that very much. And that report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Live or frozen, the most important point to remember when rigging squid is to use a Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter. That's why every captain has its own tricks for rigging a squid. But there's one question that every captain will agree. Use Gamakatsu Octopus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And when we come back, we're going to get a report from Mr. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News and more of your phone calls. More with Mark and Paul right here. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Don't you just love California in the summer? Just remember, if you love California and you love the boat, please wear your life jacket and make sure the people you love wear one too. Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Scott and BR, weekday afternoons at 3 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back. Let's talk. Welcome on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. We're going to get back to those real shortly, but let's go to Pat McDonald, Western Outdoor News. What's up, Pat?
Well, I'm sitting up here on the side of the road calling you guys. This is the only place I can get cell service up here in the Eastern Sierra for the opener.
Yeah, Bart Hall just told us that he saw yesterday for the opener and had a great, great opener. Beautiful weather, huh?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It was really windy on Friday when we drove up. We stopped by the Manzanar. They're having their annual reunion there with a lot of people there. And then we came up. We had played a little golf with Bart and just kind of hung out. And then we started doing a little bit of work and worked up through the Sierras. So we had our whole staff up here, and we're covering the opener. So it's gorgeous. And there's no snow really below 7,000 feet. But everything above is just absolutely packed, like 65 feet thick at Mammoth. You can't even – the mountain is just one mound.
It's so full of water, so full of snow,
and heavily impacted snow. So
yeah.
Runoffs have not begun, but they will. Yeah. And so the fishing's been good up here, but I'm not really here to report on the Sierra so much as something else I want to talk about, the jackpot. But I will say this, we do have the biggest fish for the opener. I just want to tell your listeners, we just found out it was 11-14 brown, caught a lower twin. It was waiting last night at Ken's up in Bridgeport, and Kyle Springmeyer caught it. So I think that's going to be the biggest for the opener. And second biggest was probably about a 6-10 by Alan Cole in that same lake. Brown, and then about a 5-pounder, 5-pound plus over at Crowley. So, excuse me, but it was a pretty slow opener overall. I think it was fluctuating water levels and everything else made it fairly slow overall. But still, people had a great time.
Yeah,
they really did.
So you want to talk about the big San Diego jackpot, right?
Yeah, I know. Let's get to that. So that's going to be June 29th, I believe, from the all three landings. Going to be four boats from fishermen. There'll be two from Point Loma Sport Fishing and 11 from H&M Landing. And it was a one landing deal for the first 2 years, and now we've expanded it up to through all three landings on Scott Street. It's going to be we leave on the 29th of June, $275 an angler, and we'll have 17 boats total, maybe 18 by the time we're done. And we'll return at 7 o'clock to the landings the next day on the 30th. Biggest fish, the guy's going to win about $5,000, then $2,000 and $1,000. We'll be splitting about $10,000 in cash for the biggest fish. And we're going to be going after bluefin. So the boats are filling up. It's the fishing is getting good, so it's starting to go. And I just wanted to kind of let people know that if you're going to want to book a boat, go to any one of the three landings websites and check and see which boats are available. There's a like I say, there's a 17 total right now at the three landings, and we're calling it the Battle of the Basin kind of a thing. And there should be like 600 people really at the landing on that June 30th when we get back in at 7 o'clock. A
wow.
huge crowd, probably the biggest sport fishing charter boat event in that I've ever been associated with or seen in Southern California.
That's fantastic.
In 30 years.
That's pretty amazing. So of course all the information is going to be in Western Outdoor News, right?
Yes, and it has been, and just want to kind of remind people, hey, go to Western Outdoor News, check it out. It's also on the website under events. You can look at it there. This is a great time. We're going, a lot of this is going to be bluefin, but I'm sure some of the boats will be going after the albacore, maybe, and then yellowtail and that kind of thing. But this is a big fish, and it's a big fish tournament. I think it's going to be bluefin are going to be, it's going to be big. And I think some of the captains are, they're doing a little trash talking down there, you know. They're kind of a competitive bunch, and so some of them are saying, "Hey, they might see a 200-pound bluefin come in." We had three over 150 pounds last year, and we had several hooked up. And there was one boat that had like seven or eight, and they brought in two.
Well, fantastic!
So,
well,
it's going to be exciting.
It is. All right, Pat McDonald, Western Outdoor News. Check out all the information. And again, you call it the Battle of the Basin.
Well, Franker City of H&M, the general manager and part owner, yeah, he's calling us that, and that's kind of fun thing.
Yeah, that's
too.
A good
so,
idea. Frank's
yeah.
a great guy, and
he
that's
is
a good,
great.
Good
yeah.
thing there. Yeah. All right, Pat, hey, safe travels on the way home, and appreciate the call from the Eastern Sierra, Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones and talk to Gus in Burbank. Gus, good morning.
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
The Saints, Peter, Paul, and Mark.
That's right. We're all apostles.
How about that?
Huh? That's right.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm echoing the previous caller when I want to say and also Dave Hansen there. I want to thank you guys so much for San Pedro Bait.
Well, thank you.
It's always good, you know, and we always get a generous count, you know, for your money, and the guy that's out there is always courteous and helpful, and you know, sometimes I'm by myself on my boat and he helps me tie up my boat secure and everything. It's a great thing that you guys have done, and it only takes me about 5 minutes to get from Cabrillo Way Marina to the
the receiver there.
To the barge there. And,
nice.
And you guys are great. That's all I can say. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, and hopefully listeners will be listening to this, and the guys in Long Beach come up our direction too, because there's a lot of boats that run out of Long Beach, and it's well worth the extra little travel to get the much better bait.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. Absolutely. These guys know how to catch bait. There's no question about it. Hey, Gus, appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Ed and Mira Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there, Red.
Oh, no, it's Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah. Hi. Yesterday, I was listening to the broadcast, and this biosphere Mexican thing going on. What is it going to cost the average guy that goes on an open party boat to the Coronado Islands? Is there additional fee for it?
The bracelet's only going to be like $5 or $6. From what I understand.
Yeah, something like that.
There's going to be a permit process for the boat, and how they're going to adjust for that, I don't know. But the actual bracelet isn't that much more.
No, but I mean, by the time, you know, the thing you have to think about with the Coronados now is there's so many different things there. The visa, the overall fishing permit,
yep.
Then the bracelet's on top of the fishing permit,
yeah.
And then the permit process for the boat. So, We're spending money now, you know, securing all these different permits. So it's probably going to be adjusted in the ticket price.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're just going to have, you know, the advantage is we're still going to be able to fish there. They could have just said you can't fish there, and that would be not a good thing. But the good news is we're going to have to pay a little more, but the good news, we have to pay. We get to fish there. So
exactly.
And, and stay tuned for more details on what we're going to need to fish there, because I think they're still, as we found out from Ken yesterday, trying to figure that all out.
Well, yeah, the process is ongoing. So, you know, if we speak now, we might be giving misinformation. So, you know, right now the process is going on for these. I guess you'd call them biospheres, the Pacific Islands biosphere.
Yeah.
So once that's done, then we'll know a little more. But it's about a year long.
Yeah.
They say about another year till they finalize a lot of things. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, we'll keep you posted right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line. What's up, Yanni?
Good morning, gentlemen. Pete, Mark, Paul, good morning. What a glorious morning we're having today, and especially a good morning to all those fishermen out there and the lucky few that are on their boats fishing today.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, doing terrific. And I'll tell you what, I haven't posted that ceviche recipe, but that looks so good. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. So this is a recipe especially dedicated for all those hardcore rockfish fishermen out there. Rockfish makes an outstanding ceviche simply because of the texture of the meat. And I know there's a lot of fishermen out there that are coming home with bags of fillets, and sometimes those fillets get stuffed in the freezer and they don't get looked at for weeks. I'm urging you guys to check out this recipe and take those fillets as soon as you get home, get cleaned up, get home, and start making the ceviche. And within an hour, you'll be eating ceviche and sharing it with your family and friends. Let me just give you a little background on this particular recipe. It was totally improvised. Last week, my wife and I threw a housewarming party, and we had 60 people here. So at the very last minute, I decided to make some ceviche as an appetizer. I went to the market, and I wanted to make ceviche with mangoes. The mangoes were in horrible shape, so I picked up a papaya instead. I've never done that before. I came home. I made the ceviche with papaya and rockfish. Put it together, never even sampled it. We were so busy all night long. We had tons of other food, but all night long, everyone kept talking about the ceviche. So finally, the next day, I tried it. And oh my God, I spent the rest of the week, that was this week, recreating it. I made a great video, and I put a brand new recipe video up on Fisherman's Belly and my Facebook page at fishermansbelly.com. Check it out. This is an insane recipe. I'm telling you, people could not stop talking about it.
Wow.
The papaya, by the way, has got digestive enzymes in it already, and I think what it did was really enhance the texture of the fish.
No doubt about it. And we're going to have it up on our Angler's Table page at hookup1090.com, and you'll have to check that out. YanniFishermansBelly.com. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, gentlemen. And by the way, support the CCA. I'll be cooking up some fish tacos next Saturday. But please, if you haven't signed up for the CCA, we need your help.
Yes, indeed. And we're making progress. That's the most important thing. Thanks for that, Yanni. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. We'll see you next Saturday down at Fastlane Kayaks.
Awesome. Awesome. Right. Have a great day,
look
gentlemen.
Forward to it. Appreciate Thanks. That. Dave and Chino, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Since May's coming up, I just want to ask the gentleman, what are we looking forward for? What kind of fish are we going to be aiming for in Catalina?
Well,
white sea bass.
Yellowtail sea bass.
It's the time of year. May is generally May is the month, the best sea bass fishing, I feel, and June as well. But May is when the sea bass fishing usually takes off. There's a good sign of yellowtail around the islands. There's some halibut, bass. It's things are looking good. The guys are doing a lot of rock fishing right now because that wind kind of rolled the ocean over for a week or so. So that'll get back on track.
Yeah, and it's there's squid around, so you can get it, right?
Oh, yeah, there's squid around.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's part of the ingredient. Right?
Calico bass, first week of June is always the magic month.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Very good. So get on the boat. Go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're next up. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, I had a little comment and question about the Freedom, but first I wanted to say thanks to Yanni. I had a little one-on-one with him at Fred Hall, Long Beach. Did make some ceviche last weekend. Went to Kelly and got the rockfish. Perfect stuff. Out of control.
Yanni's awesome. I love him.
Yeah, last year I fished the Freedom. San Clemente Island. We stopped at Catalina, picked up the candy bait. I guess it was from you guys. Went out, you know, had a great time with the yellowtail and stuff. We got infested with black sea bass, so we made a move, but still was great fishing. But as far as the Freedom construction goes, is that all steel? Because it did feel a little topsy, you know. Saw a couple people that are looking a little green and stuff.
The Freedom is actually a wooden boat. It's a plank boat Ditmar Donaldson built back in 61. So
sister ship to the Grande and the Liberty, right?
Yep. Yeah. All three were built in the same little time frame, a couple 3 years. So, those are old fashioned boats. Those boats are 50 some years old. They don't build them like that anymore.
No, that's for sure. And they probably can't today because
they don't have the wood
building and the wood. Yeah, the wood. Can you imagine how much that wood would cost?
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy. Yeah. Indeed.
Oh God.
Yeah. Crazy. Indeed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Rich and Bradley. You're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. What a great show this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of boat construction, we've learned that. From everything from fishing reels to engines, when you mix aluminum and steel, that the potential for electrolysis can be devastating. It can basically turn metal into dust. So I was wondering, when you put that cabin out of aluminum on top of that steel hull, what kind of things did you do to mitigate the potential for electrolysis and the headaches that could come later?
I'll make it real quick, because I know we're running out of time, but it's a bar. It's like a steel bar called data coupler. The data coupler bar consists of half aluminum and half low carbon steel. They explode the two together in a chamber.
He's asking about electrolysis.
Okay, and here's another thing. Now when you have this data coupler bar, when you weld the steel deck to this bar and the aluminum to the house, you want your steel to come up 6 to 8 inches off the deck and then put your data coupler bar to your aluminum. If you have that aluminum right on the deck, if you connect it to the deck on the bar, you have electrolysis from running water, from hoses or just water going down. You will get pitting in your aluminum. You want to keep your aluminum off the deck. Our boat's anywhere in the front and the bow, it's around 2 to 3 inches, and the stern, it's around 8 to 9 inches off the deck. There was a boat mentioned earlier in the show that they did their deck, their aluminum house, right to the deck with the data coupler, and they had a lot of rot. The aluminum does rot because of continuously running water. And we're talking about 5086 aluminum, which is a marine grade aluminum.
Sure.
It's not the 6061, and even a marine grade aluminum will rot with
slow down, professor.
Water.
Slow down.
All that. Yeah, but anyway, you are protected from.
Oh yeah, well we came off the deck, and our boat's in really, really. Walk on it. 12 years old, and it's still
you can't
tell.
Looks like brand new.
It is.
Yeah.
And we did not paint the house, by the way. Aluminum house. Keep the paint off the house, and it won't rot.
That's amazing.
If you really want to see electrolysis, throw a copper pipe on one side of it and see what happens.
Yeah, throw a copper penny in the bilge. Yeah, you'll see what happens to the aluminum boat.
Wow. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Johnny in Lakeside, you're next up. Good morning, Johnny. Are you with us, Johnny? Johnny.
Breaking up.
D, you're next up. Good morning, D.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry about Johnny. I just have to give a bunch of kudos to Mark and Paul. I remember I was on your old boat, the Islander. I'm looking at the pictures right now. In 1996, it was a 10-day trip, and I think it was the first 10-day trip you took on the Islander, and I had a great time, and I've been on the Independence, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. But that picture was 1996, a 10-day trip on the Islander.
Is that when we had that?
10-day trip on the Islander.
Yeah, 10-day. Did we have that real big aluminum tank connected to the
back? Yes,
I built that big tank just for that trip.
Really?
Wow, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Remember that thing? Yeah. Oh, my God, that was fun.
Was that the only 10-day trip you ever did on
no,
the
No, we used to do one trip a year or two.
Yeah.
You know, we'd take
a couple trips.
We'd take like 15 people. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the boat was built for that kind of stuff. But the
boat's still awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about heavy duty. Yeah. That particular trip, though, we did build up. We built a
1996.
Around 150 scoop bait tank I built, added on just for that extra for everything.
Yeah, I think it was blue. I think it was colored with blue or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
All right, D, thanks a lot for the call. Speaking of the Islander, we do have our Islander kayak trip. You know, Islander is the only one that does those Islander mothership kayak trips to San Clemente Island. Mid-June is when it's going to be, and I'm really looking forward to it, looking forward to being on the boat with Ron Lane and the guys from Fast Lane. We only have little over a handful of spots left on that trip. And also, I know Fastlane will rent you a kayak on a limited supply basis, first come, first serve on that. If you want to rent a kayak from them for that trip, they'll bring it down for you, the whole deal. So if you want to go on that trip, you book it on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page and just book it online, and then call Fastlane and tell them you need a kayak and come on with us on that day-and-a-half Islander kayak mothership trip. And when we come back, we're going to give away some great prizes, wrap things up here in the studio, tell you about next weekend. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Ruben, in Echo Park. You're going on the Native Sun, and you and a friend are going on the Native Sun, three-quarter day out of 22nd Street Landing. And David and Chino, you're going on the Overnight Freedom trip. Thank you, guys. That was so great, and great show. Man, there was so much going on today. You think it's spring? You think it's time to go fishing?
It is happening.
You can tell right here on Let's Talk Hookup by how much is going on.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we're going to have a great week of weather and some fantastic stuff. If somebody wants to go fishing out of 22nd Street, how do we do that?
Well, that's easy. 310-832-8304. That's 22nd Street Landing or 22ndstreetlanding.com. You got SanPedroBaitCompany.com, but the most important one, IndependentSportFishing.com.
Grab some of those
spots.
We have
a beautiful brand new website. You can get all the updates. You can see right online how many spots are on the trip that are left.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. Give Judy a call. She'll be happy to hear from you if you'd like to. We do have a few openings on a few trips.
That one coming up at the end of May,
that's the
Labor
one.
Day, Memorial Day weekend,
yep.
8-day trip with a spot there, and that's going to be, the boat will be completely reconditioned and be ready to go, and, and you'll be fresh paint the whole deal, right?
Yep, that's an 8-day trip. We have 5 spots on that one, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jump on it. Cause yep. the rest of the season's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark. Mike, Paul, you guys are great.
Thank
Appreciate
you guys.
Your time this morning, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam for running both sides there, phones and the board. Adam, you're awesome. We sure appreciate you. And Adam will have our archives up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, in a matter of moments, so watch for that. And next Saturday, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher will be in the studio with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.